This podcast is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. All you have to do is enter the code POD25 when you check out, and you'll save an additional 10% on your web hosting offer. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com, and don't forget to enter your promo code POD25. That's P-O-D and the number 25. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to
Internet Marketing Unwrapped. Wrapped.
Now, here's Heather Vail.
Welcome to Internet Marketing Unwrapped, the world's first live teleshow, part teleseminar, part talk show, found online at internetmarketingunwrapped.com. I'm your host, Heather Vail, and every week I interview the Internet's top experts live to unwrap their most guarded secrets and help you unwrap your potential for online superstardom and super wealth. If you'd like to ask a question at any point during the call, just press 1-1 on your telephone keypad and listen for your cue to ask your question. This week's guest is the foremost audio and video guru on the internet, Josh Anderson. He knows the power and profitability of using multimedia in his products and on his websites and how to do it in the most effective way possible. Josh has created many top quality audio and video products as well as the tools for others to make their own products, and he's known for going above and beyond what his competitors deliver both in quality and value. Now he's going to share the secrets of how you can tap into the power of multimedia too. Josh, thank you so much for being here today on Internet Marketing Unwrapped.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Heather. I'm looking forward to the call.
Now let's start off with using multimedia on our websites. What are the benefits of doing that?
Well, there's many benefits. First off, let me just go over basically what putting multimedia on your website should not necessarily be for. Number one, it should not necessarily be just to have it there. If you don't need it, it's really not necessary. You don't want to just put a message on your website that says, "Welcome to my website." I mean, how cheesy is that? It doesn't really accomplish a purpose. So there really needs to be a purpose behind why you want to use audio or video on your website. So some benefits could be to be able to put personality into your website, possibly to put a personalized guarantee on it, to have people feel more comfortable. And it all comes down to testing what your audience responds the best to. And another thing that you really need to be aware of is whether or not this audio or video should auto-play, and whether people should have the option whether to view it or not. You don't really want to force people into hearing media when they're not prepared for it. You need to put it in a situation where they're prepared for it. But the goal of putting audio and video on your website should always be to get your website visitor to take the action that you want them to take. That's the purpose of audio or video, is to get your visitor to take a specific action that you want them to take. Now, there may be other uses, like being able to deliver quickly and easily a message or a tutorial. Now, those are, I'd say, secondary uses. So you have really two areas. One is communicating a message, a general message of instruction, a tutorial, or maybe answering some questions, or possibly sharing a recorded teleconference or some other media with them. But the primary purpose is really the direct response, and that is to tell your visitor what to do or show them what to do and help them to take the action that you want them to take.
But I can do all that with just text and pictures. So why do I need to use audio and or video?
Well, you know, you can do that with text or pictures, but there's a lot of people out there who, like myself, they want to hear the message rather than read it. It just kind of depends on who you are. Like, for example, I'm a real visual learner, okay? So I'd rather have the text so that I can review it, but I'd also like to be able to watch a video and learn something. Now, with audio, what you can do is you can give a person who may be surfing the internet an opportunity to open your page and to press play and listen to your message while they're doing something else. This is a really busy world. You only have a few seconds to catch people's attention. There are some things that you can do in audio and video that you can't. do with tech, and that is to really introduce a person to your personality. Now, a lot of people speak better than they write, and this is another powerful opportunity for you to be able to share part of your knowledge and some things that would really entice the person to stick around and listen to what you have to say. If you can record your message, and if you can write a short, catchy headline or some instructions going to get them to listen to it, sometimes your ability to talk and to keep people's attention is much stronger than your ability as a copywriter.
How much more sales conversions could we potentially get by using audio or video instead of just text?
Well, you know, that is a real individual question. I don't think that there is an answer to that question specifically because, for example, you might have a site where you have a lot of people who are not used to interacting with audio or video on the Internet coming. I mean, maybe your site caters to the 60 and over crowd, people who are maybe at the medical site where they're just looking to buy their pills. You know, not every page on that site would be a great place to have audio or video. But if you made it easy for them, you might have an additional page for, say, an interview with an expert that would talk about how to take their pills properly or what kind of services are available out there. So if you wanted to use audio or video to increase your response, there's some specific ways that you can do that. Number one, your goal on a direct sale, the direct sales site, where basically you have one goal in mind. You want the person to read your sales letter. You want them to read your offer, and you want them to take action. The goal is you want them to read it. So what you might do is you might place an audio on there and an enticing reason to click and listen to that audio. And what does the audio message say? It gives them some compelling unanswered questions. So you might share with them some concepts from your sales letter and leave questions in their mind that are answered in the actual text. So in this way, both the audio and the text are interacting together. And then you might use something like an audio testimonial from a person who's using your product. You will have the written version of the testimonial, and then on the same part, you might have the audio version of the testimonial. Now, you'd have to test this out. Will putting audio testimonials increase the conversion rate of the sales letter? You don't know. You do a split test, one with audio testimonials, one without. Same thing with getting people to click through and buy. If you have audio on your sales page, you want to test a page with audio and one without, because audio is not guaranteed to increase the sales of any site. It is only going to increase the sales of your site if the audio that you're delivering actually entices your visitor to react that way. And basically, that's found out by testing. Now, another way to increase sales conversions is to put a guarantee on your site. This is proven to increase sales conversions. So if you have a written guarantee that says, say, 30 days, no risk, money back guarantee, you can try my software or my info product or my service or my pills or whatever else you're selling online. And if they like it, they keep it. If they don't like it, if they're not satisfied, they can take advantage of your guarantee. Well, what if you put that guarantee down there with an audio button? They can listen to your voice and hear your personality talking, and would that increase the conversion rate? It may or may not. It really depends on the voice you use. You don't have to use your own voice. You can use a professional voice. But you really need to test it. So that question is always left up to you as the website owner to answer. There is nobody in this world that can ever tell you a statistic in that instance that is going to absolutely 100% apply to your site. They may tell you statistics that apply to their site in a similar market, but you yourself still need to test it and make sure that it is going to actually help increase the response rate on your site.
Okay, you've used the dreaded T word 5 to 6 times, testing. So without getting too complicated on how testing would be done, can you give everyone a brief nutshell version of how they could test their audio or their video and actually see if it's doing what they want it to do?
Okay, well, here's a real easy way to test it. Let's say that you have a site that doesn't have audio on it. And you have a sales page that doesn't have audio on it. You want to know, okay, will audio increase my conversion rate? Well, first of all, you want to see how many people have come to your site in a certain period of time. And then what you want to do is you want to replace that sales page with, don't change anything else except for adding an element of audio to it. Okay, so there's only one element that you've changed. What happens, this is called an A-B split test. What happens is you want to change only one element so that you can understand, yes, that element made the sales go down, or yes, that element made the sales increase. Now, here's the challenge. The challenge is that normally advanced people who are going to do a split test would use a script that would, you'd have two landing pages, two home pages, and every time a new visitor would come to your site, the script would look and they would show them page A. And the next visitor comes, they show them page B. The third visitor comes, they show them page A. And it would distribute the visitors on each of these pages individually, and you would see the results. You would see how many sales page A got versus how many sales page B got. Now, if you don't have access to a split testing script, or you don't know how to get someone to write one for you, an easier way to do this, and this is not the perfect test, but it's pretty good, is every day upload page A, and every other day upload page B, where page A would normally be. Okay? And this way, you are actually performing your split test day to day. Now, the challenge with that is that your traffic is not always the same. So, like, say, on the day that page A was up, you might have converted more than the day that page B was up. But on the day that page A was up, you might have actually gotten an endorsement from a person who's respected in the industry, which generally increases sales by quite a bit. For example, some of my sales pages may convert 1 to 4% just off of generic search engine style traffic, yet when a person makes a personal recommendation, that traffic is pre-qualified, and so the conversion rate may rocket up to 10 to 15% of the visitors buy. So when you're doing something like this manually, you need to do it on a longer-term basis. I mean, you really don't want to be sitting there every day uploading a new page every hour. I mean, this is why people build scripts to do this, and that's why there's services to do this. But, you know, if you did it over an extended period of time, you did a split test, you did it over a month, and every day you rotated the pages, you could get some pretty statistically sound data that would tell you whether or not audio was actually converting more on your web page. But there's some things, you know, specifically in my business that it does do better for, and you know, it just depends on what the goal is. If you send out an email and your email has a link that says listen to this audio postcard, well, obviously people are going to listen to this audio postcard, so they're expecting the audio, and the audio is going to deliver the message, and then it's going to get the response. Now, of course, you don't want to use audio when you're dealing with you know, maybe part of your market have hearing problems, et cetera, et cetera. So you want to provide alternatives in that instance. I'm not really faced with that so much because I deal specifically with business owners, webmasters who want to put audio and video on their website. And so most of my market isn't hearing impaired.
Yeah.
So that's really important. So you do need to know your market. You do need to know their needs. And, you know, in many cases, you need to provide an alternative. So you might have a transcriptionist go ahead and copy your audio to text so that you can put a link on that page today for those who are hearing impaired use the text version.
The whole process seems kind of complicated at first, but what is actually required to put audio or video onto a website?
Well, the process may seem complicated, but it's really not that. It's less complicated than learning HTML, I'll put it that way. You know, the basics of HTML can be learned in about a day. But to put audio on a website, really all you need is you need the audio itself, and then you need some software that will really make it easy. If you can get audio in an MP3 format, and if you can use a really simple piece of software, you can generate an HTML audio presentation, a complete HTML audio presentation using the software that I've developed, and then all you need to know how to do is upload it to a website. So that's a real simplified version, but you know, let me tell you what steps it takes. And folks, for tonight's call, there's a resource page. It is at totalwebaudio.com/Heather. That's totalwebaudio.com/Heather. You can see some great examples of audio presentations there, audio visual presentations, as well as some resource links for the call tonight. So make sure you at totalwebaudio.com/Heather now, or if you need to, go there later. Write that down as well. Okay, so the basics is this. You need to record your voice, if it's your audio message. Because a lot of times you can get professionals to record a message for you, or maybe you have some audio content from someone else that you have rights, permission, or license to publish. And once you have this audio, it usually comes in a number of different formats, but the two most popular formats are WAV and MP3. And WAV is really what's called an uncompressed audio format. It's the format generally that CDs are made from, and it's the highest quality format you can get. I record my audio in WAV format. There's a few different tools that you can use to record your audio. Audacity is a free audio recording software. Basically, what you need is a good microphone, and I highly recommend you go to microphones.com, and there's some headset-based microphones there that you can use for just voice recording. That's a good low-cost way to start. Make sure, however, that whatever microphone that you choose has a USB connection. It needs to plug into your computer via USB. That's important because you want your audio to be converted from what's called dialog or analog to digital before it hits your computer's sound card. This is going to increase the quality of your audio 100-fold. And if you've had a chance to be online for any period of time, you've probably run across from time to time really poor-sounding audio messages and really quality audio messages. And you don't have to spend a lot to get quality sound, but you do need to know the equipment that gives you the best quality sound. And those cheap PC microphones with the little regular style jack that's on the main jack, the audio in your computer, don't use those directly into your computer. You need a USB audio, analog to digital audio converter. There's another converter that you might want to write down called the iMic. And what that iMic is basically an external converter plugged into your PC with a USB cord, but it has two inputs on it, one for a microphone and one for a headset. And this is really good because then you can use your PC microphone with the iMic, and you can plug it in to the iMic, and it will convert that analog to digital, and it will increase many-fold the quality of your audio. In the control panel in Windows, there's another important setting that you need to check before you start recording your audio. And you go into the control panel in Windows, and you click on Audio Devices, and you're going to want to check, first of all, where the input is being taken from to make sure that it's recognizing your microphone. And also you want to record, you want to increase the microphone volume, and you want to check and make sure that level is high enough, and it's high enough that it's giving you a good quality, but also it's low enough that it's not giving you distortion in your recording. When you start using free software like Audacity, which is it's an audio editing software, if you can use Microsoft Word, you can learn how to use Audacity. Another great piece of software is from Sony. It's called SoundForge. If you do a search for any of these words, any of these terms that I'm using on Google, they'll come up in the top 10 listings. So if you search for Sony SoundForge, you'll be able to pull up their site. They have a free trial. If you search for Audacity, you'll be able to pull up the site that's audacity.soundforge.net, and that will give you the free software for Audacity. And learning how to edit audio is important, because you want to cut out coughs and pauses and mistakes, and you'll be able to do that and with practice. And, you know, there's a learning curve, but with anything, it takes practice. And it takes you, about a day to really start recording your first audio recordings and getting them right and getting them down. And if you're planning on producing any amount of audio on the Internet, you need to take the time to learn how to do it right, because if you don't, you really shouldn't be even thinking about placing audio or video messages on your website, because they're going to do nothing but detract on your message. Okay, so let's just accept the fact that you've recorded some audio. It's in WAV format. Well, if you go to that page, totalwebaudio.com/Heather, you'll notice a link on the top, and that will lead you to Total Web Audio. Total Web Audio contains a complete suite of software that will help you to get your message now on the Internet, now that it's been recorded. I also produce a little audio recorder piece of software. It doesn't edit. You could use it just to record your message if you're good at one-off recordings and you want to do a few takes. And then later what you'll be able to do is convert your audio recording to MP3 in a format that is more conducive for streaming over the Internet. Now, the important thing about audio is that you compress it, if you're going to be putting it on your web page, to a format that people can listen to over any Internet connection. That's one of the things that was very important in the design of Total Web Audio, is that you'd be able to stream your message over even dial-up connections so that anybody in the world can access it. If you've got a large general market, this is going to be very important to you. One caution here. There is many audio solutions available on the internet. However, there are some that are low cost or even given away as freebies these days that do not stream the audio. They force the entire message to download. That's not so with whole web audio. It will stream your message in 10 seconds or less over even a dial-up connection without breaks and pauses. And what this does is it allows you to deliver your message quickly. That's very important when a person is on your website, because you only have a few seconds to make an impression. And if they have to wait for 5 minutes for your audio or video to load, and if they have to wait for that 5 minutes for even the players to show up because they're loading, then it's possible that you're going to lose a lot of the response you otherwise would have generated. So you're going to use the Total Web Audio Converter and Compressor to convert your audio to MP3 and compress it down to a smaller bit and sample rate, which will allow you to stream it over a dial-up connection. Once you do that, you'll be able to load it into my website, Jukebox Software. Select one of the 35 player styles that are either single-track or multi-track player management. And you'll be able to select from 210 colors, check a couple of different settings, and press one button, and it will copy both your audio file, your players, the HTML, and all the supporting files that you need into a folder. Once all those files are there in that folder, you can upload that folder to the internet, and your audio will be live without any HTML editing. However, if you want to place this audio into a web page that you've previously designed, you just simply copy one small line of code from the HTML page that my software produced and paste it where you want the player to appear in your web page. It really is that easy. If you can copy and paste HTML, you can get audio to appear in any web page that you'd like, including blogs and even on MySpace and other social networks sites that allow you to paste in extra code.
Okay, when you're talking about the difference between streaming and downloadable audio, what's the actual format that it's streaming in these days? Because I remember a few years ago when streaming audio first began, it was usually either real audio or QuickTime, and now I see a lot of Flash. So what's the most effective?
Well, you know, I think that it really depends on your goals. Now, there's many different formats. You can still stream audio messages with real audio, but then they have to download this real player if they don't have it. You can still do it with QuickTime, but if they don't have QuickTime, QuickTime is a 40 megabyte download of another software. Flash is the optimal. And the great thing about Flash is that once you have Total Web Audio, you have these Flash players. Flash is pre-installed on 500 million PCs worldwide. It's actually more than that now. It's also OEM software on every Macintosh and PC created. Now, so is QuickTime for the most part, but the thing about QuickTime is it doesn't have all the personalizable features that Flash players do. So I've been able to create a very nice and appealing professional set of players, which you can see by going to TotalWebAudio.com/Heather and clicking on the Total Web Audio link. You can go to TotalWebAudio.com. There's a link on the side that will give you an overview of the players. But basically what you'll be able to do is you'll be able to select from a player style and color that meets the needs of your page. Instead of having them click a link which opens another page and takes them, you know, basically to a page that's not really in context. Excuse me. So you want your players to be Flash. Flash is the fastest and easiest way to deliver any media message, whether it be audio or video, over the internet.
There are some services out there, and I believe they're also streaming with Flash, but it's a monthly subscription fee, and, you know, they claim that it's so easy because you just upload it by the telephone or whatever, and there's your audio player automatically on your page. But what are the benefits of having your own software instead of using one of these subscription services?
Well, you know, there's some major benefits, and one of the most stark contrasts that I believe I've ever seen. If you go to TotalWebAudio.com and click /Heather, and it's the bottom of that page, you'll actually see a link to two examples that I give. And one of those examples is about Kiama, Kiama.com. And then the second example for that is TotalWebAudio/Kiama_site, SITE/. But if you go to soulwebaudio.com/Heather, you'll see those two examples.
Yeah, I actually sent them there when they signed up for the call. I sent them there on the landing page. So hopefully they've already taken a look at those as well.
This is a great example of the stark contrast of using a paid service versus being able to host your own files and have total control over it. The site that I'm referring to, they charged $16,000 to develop it, and then they chose to use a monthly audio service to put their message on the website. Well, even though the owner of the site paid so much money in order to develop the site, they forgot to pay the bill for the monthly service. So now, if you go to aboutkiama.com, instead of hearing the message from the owner that they wanted you to hear, you actually hear an ad telling them that they forgot to pay their bill and about the audio thing. So that's number one. That's a very stark contrast. Now, if you have your own audio hosted on your own site, you don't have to worry about paying those monthly fees, nor do you have to worry about whether or not the service is going to be online or offline and your audio is going to be live. You just have to worry about your own site and your own hosting. So that's the starkest contrast. I mean, can you imagine trying to sell a $3.2 million home? Someone comes to your site and they click on the audio and says, "We're sorry, but you forgot to pay your bill." You know, I mean, it really leaves a bad impression. Now, on my example, if you look on that on the demo page, you'll be able to see that I put a Total Web audio player. I showed how you could give the entire audio presentation and show pictures of the home and show pictures of the surroundings and give a lead form at the end of the audio presentation using my system. And it's just one example. There's a couple of real estate examples linked to in the resource page for tonight's call. Now, another reason that paying a monthly fee is not exactly a great idea is simply because it's a monthly fee. We all know that our businesses can get more and more overhead as we add up these monthly fees. Soon, we're paying thousands of dollars a month to run our online businesses. Now, you're paying for convenience. I'm not going to say that in all situations, monthly fee audio is not important, because there are some things that it may be useful for. However, I find it better to pay a one-time fee for software that is just as easy to use, offers more play features, offers functions that no other software offers, and will save you several hundred dollars a year. So, for example, if you were to get Total Web Audio, and you paid less than $100 for it, or if you were to get one of the monthly services, you would pay $500 a year for it. So which would you choose? And then that means next year you pay another $500.
Yeah.
So in 2 years you paid $1,000, you have less features, less control, less functions, even less professional players. But people tend to pay it because it's convenient to them. Now, one of the reasons that people might go for monthly services is because some of them provide phone lines that they can call into and leave a message, and it will record an audio message for them. They can later paste that audio message on their site. Well, I think that probably comes down to convenience. Definitely, that is a very nice feature, and there may be some reasons you might want to do that. I'd say a few hundred of my clients probably do both. They have their audio, their monthly service they use for recording their audio messages, but they use mine because they like to have more control. More so, though, I'd say the majority, probably another 1,000 clients, use my audio specifically because they were paying monthly fees and they came to me to stop paying, because they found my service was just as easy to use and professional. The software is not really any more difficult. That's one of the things, that's one of the misconceptions. A lot of people say, well, you know, I use the monthly service because it's easier. Well, you go through the same process. You record your audio, you select the button, you generate the code, and you paste it in your site. The only thing you don't do is upload the audio before it appears on your site. That's the only difference between standalone audio, a Total Web Audio, and the monthly services. So, you know, in my opinion, and I'm definitely biased, I think the monthly services are really not necessary. You can get audio testimonial lines for just $2 a month, even an 800 number that people can call in and leave audio messages for you. Then later you can take those audio messages off and convert them into an audio presentation, upload it to your site. You're not paying that $40 a month that most of these audio services charge.
Okay, well, since we're comparing the competition, there are other softwares out there that you also purchase, and basically the system seems to be about the same. Now, I purchased one a few months ago. It was all the hype. It just came out. It was developed by a top internet marketer, and I'm not going to say who it is, and I'm not going to say the name of the product because I do like the guy. But I tried to use that software on the Internet Marketing Unwrapped website, and it won't play. It won't show the players, and I think I did it right. So I'm trying to figure out what I did wrong. I haven't been able to get any support so far. How exactly do you know that the software you're buying is going to work?
You know, that's a risk that you always take. It all comes down to the guarantee, I think, when you're buying various products. I have a hunch, though, that the software that you're using works, but for some reason, maybe the instructions weren't clear and concise for you to follow. Maybe you didn't get all the files in the right place, or maybe it just wasn't clear enough. You know, there was something that got in the way. I think that what's been tweaking was probably get that presentation to appear for you. And I know the product you're referring to. The basic difference between that product and my product is that that product is kind of like, well, how would you say? It's like the Ford Escort or the Ford Taurus, okay?
Okay.
There's a lot of it out there, and it's cheap. My product is like the Mercedes. Except for it's like the Mercedes, but it's like getting it at a discount. Because a lot of people have told me I should charge several hundred dollars for my package. That software that you're talking about has a selection of maybe 5 audio buttons, has a bunch of colors. Part of it was modeled after the SolarWeb audio package. It adds some audio tracks, and it allows you to produce this audio for your website. But it also generates a little ad that it has underneath the audio as well. So you have to edit it down and take it later. That software was actually developed because the person who had it had bought a resale right software made by the same company, and they found that the resale right software didn't stream. That's the number one problem with some of these cheap solutions, that it didn't stream at all. And if you had audio of any length, your audio players wouldn't even show up until it was done downloading and on dial connection. It would take several minutes for the audio player to even show up, let alone be able to play. And so when you look at Total Web Audio, there's really no comparison. We're not talking about the same market. That's one of the things. And I don't talk a lot about the competition, because when you're making a decision to produce audio presentations for your website, Total Web Audio is actually the only audio software in the world that will control your web content. What it does is it allows you to not only press, if you want a simple audio button on your site, Total Web Audio will do it. If you want an audio button that will manage multiple tracks, really long presentations, put them into segments, Total Web Audio will do it. If you want audio players that will allow you to fast forward, rewind, pause, Total Web Audio will allow you to do it. If you want audio players that allow people to listen to some presentations, come back later and be able to go to the exact track and spot and continue listening to the audio presentation at a later time without having to go through everything they've already listened to, Total Web Audio will do it. If you want to be able to have your audio play and stop at a precise moment in your presentation and pause for dramatic emphasis, Total Web Audio is the only audio software in the world that does it. If you want your audio presentation to stop at a precise moment and resume after the listener has done a specific command that you told them to do, Total Web Audio will do that. If you want audio software that will allow you to have an audio message autoplay or play when your visitor chooses to press the play button, Total Web Audio will allow you to do that. If you want your audio message to be able to play and bring in a picture or a video or an opt-in form or open a new window, Total Web Audio is the only software in the world that will call to an iframe in your website and actually change the content. This is very powerful, because at the very moment that your listener is hearing a message and that their interest in the message is peaked at the highest, you can show them a visual element, whether it be a form, a survey, a video, a text link, an image, and you can tell them to take an action. You can do teleseminar interviews, and you can create audio-visual presentations later. Now, you can do this with video, but the difference is that when you're overlaying audio on video, you've got audio and video. With Total Web Audio, you've got audio calling interactive element, if you wanted, into your website. You could create interaction. You could pull up an order form. If you were interviewing an expert in the field of health and you were talking about vitamins and you happen to mention Ester C vitamins, you could show them a picture of a bottle of Ester C vitamins with a link that says get your free sample, and you can tell them in your audio, now fill in the link to my right and get your free sample. And people are more likely to take action because at that moment, their interest is piqued. You're telling them what to do. That's what's so important. And that's what can really be advantage that multimedia can have in certain situations over just plain text, because plain text, you're always testing and trying to learn. At what point is the person ready to buy? At what point in my sales page, when I'm telling them how cool things are, should I give them an order button and just stop talking? Well, with this mechanism to control of audio, which is called triggered visual events, and if you go to the controlofaudio.com/Heather resource page for this call, you'll see very powerful examples of that being used in the real estate market. You'll see another link, very powerful example of a page that I actually put in my product creation ebook. And it's an audio visual ebook. Just a teleseminar. I spent 2.5 hours with my clients telling them some of my greatest secrets. And during that time, I referred to several products, resources, video cameras, specific microphones that I use, various things that I really like. And then afterwards, I went with Total Web Audio, and I listened to this audio, and I set trigger points. I'm listening to the audio. I paused it. I set a trigger point along the timeline. This is something only Total Web Audio does. And I said, at this moment, show this element in this iframe. Okay? Is this technical and advanced? Yes, it is technical and advanced. Does it take long to learn? No, it doesn't. Not at all. I mean, if you can learn the basics of HTML in a day, you can actually learn how to do this the next day. This is like lesson two. If you already have a good grasp of HTML, learning how to use iframes, it only takes you probably about an hour. This is really important to be able to harness this power. And that's what Total Web Audio does that no other audio package does. Now, Total Web Audio is a suite of software. You have Website Jukebox, which does all the elements, gives you the players that I just described. But you also have my audio recorder and optimizer, which allows you to plug in your microphone and record your message and save it as a wave and then convert to MP3 and compress it to a format that's conducive for streaming over the internet. Even if you're not going to put the audio in a player on your website and you just want to make the file size smaller, this will compress file sizes much, much smaller. So you have a 10 megabyte audio file, you compress it, sometimes get down to 5, 4, maybe 2 megabytes using the software. But my package also contains an intro and exit music mixer with royalty-free music tracks that allows you to add music to front and end of any audio message that you create. It also contains players for alternative formats. Now, this is really for nerds. Most people don't really want to get into OGG Vorbis, which is an alternative to MP3 audio format, but my package does contain single and multi-track audio players, as well as a converter to allow you to convert your audio to OGG Vorbis. Now, my package also contains something that I really want to get into tonight, talking about some advanced strategies for viral marketing using audio. It contains multimedia ebook creators. These are dynamic ebook creators. It allows you to distribute your content and not only get back in sales from it, but build your list or provide added value. It's an alternate way to be able to distribute your multimedia format in a real kind of simulated portable format in an ebook.
Okay, I do want to talk about the viral marketing using the ebooks, but before we get into that, let's stick with the website, and let's say instead of just audio, they want to actually incorporate video presentation onto the website as well. Now, we've talked about the basic tools they would need to do the audio, but what would they need if they wanted to get started putting some video into that or doing a video postcard instead of an audio postcard?
Well, it's interesting that you ask that. If you go to the resource page and click the link, it goes to Total Web Audio, and then the top left corner of Total Web Audio, click on the free gift link. You'll see an example of a video postcard that I created using free software that's readily available on the internet. Okay, now, free software is not always the best solution, but it's a start. It kind of gives you an in if you're really limited on budget, or if you just want to kind of get your feet wet and learn what's going on. I've included a few video tools in the Total Web Audio Suite, but there's really one piece of software that I recommend above all other, and I'm just about to add that to the resource page now, but it's called FLV Producer. It really is the best compression software available. Professional players who put video on the website. Now, the quick and easiest free tool that you can use is basically a webcam, okay? The best webcam, I've tested a number of webcams, but the best low-end webcam that I've found is called the Live Ultra from Creative. And what's really neat about the Live Ultra, it's about $100, you can get a Best Buy, you can order online, you probably get a lot cheaper on eBay, I think that you can probably get under $50 on eBay used, or sometimes there's a one for $60. It's got a microphone that comes with it, and it's not built in. Never buy, if you're going to produce any professional quality, if you're just going to do webcams for communication or your own, you know, fun family videos or YouTube videos or whatever, you're not doing it for business, you could use, you know, any old webcam with a built-in microphone. But if you want to get professional quality, I mean, it's really funny. If you go and you look at that sample video postcard, it's all web audio, and you see... it's by clicking the free gift link in the top left-hand corner, and you see the quality, okay? The quality is not that good. But the funny thing about that video is, you know, you'll see people out there trying to look professional and creating really crummy videos. You go, well, why are they doing that? Why aren't they using good lights? Why did they spend the extra money? I mean, I've seen some people who actually have the money. They could have done it, right? They just create these really horrible videos. Well, with my videos, the quality is not that great. But the thing is it's really good for using free components. And the whole purpose of my video postcards was to show you that you can get decent quality from free. Okay? But you want to take a step up from that. Now, if you want to take a step up from that, and you go to the TotalWebAudio.com/Heather resource page for tonight's call, there's a link for the free product creation ebook. Okay? Now, not only is that audio-visual ebook an example of a viral product that I use to build my list that actually shows you how I use the Total Web Audio Player along with the Multimedia Creator ebook to create an audio-visual presentation, but it also provides you with links and resources for the exact cameras, webcams, microphones, and software that I recommend for producing your video. It even shows a quick video, and you'll see another link on the resource page for tonight's call, and it will tell you exactly how to use that audio presentation to trigger a video that will show you a short shot of my video production studio. So, I've got this really funny video postcard example out there that was created using Windows Movie Maker, using a webcam, using a headset microphone, and converted using a free compressor out there that's known as Turbine Video Encoder. Now, there's an even better free compressor that's out there, and it actually is the light version of FLV Producer. And that, by the way, I'll have that up by the end of the call, but that's what I'm going to be adding tonight to the tonight's resource call. It's a free light version of FLV Producer, and it basically shows you everything that's in FLV Producer, allows you to convert compressed videos, and gives you video you can paste on your web page. But in order to get all the features, you would have to upgrade to Pro. Now, I have FLV Producer. I actually like it because it's just so easy to use. Now, it goes through the same concept as, say, Total Web Audio does. First, record your video. Once your video is recorded, you need to run it through a converter and compressor, because generally, if you're using Windows Movie Maker, which is free from Microsoft, it's OEM on most PCs now, or if you've got a Mac and you know you've got all these movie tools built in. I'm a PC user, so I don't really know all the resources there. I just know Mac people are set up. But if you don't have Windows Movie Maker on your computer, just type in to Google Windows Movie Maker, and you'll get it. It's downloaded online. It's free, and it's really easy video editing software. It's easy to use. You can even record your videos in. You just plug in your webcam, you say record, you tell it what input source to record from, and you record your little webcam video, your video postcard, and if you've got the free gift from Total Web Audio, you'll be able to get the video postcard template that I provide, as well as instructions on how to use Turbine Encoder to be able to encode your video. And then, you know, you're in business. You just the most important thing about video is lighting and audio. It's just like any picture. Once it's bad, it's bad. So you need to make sure you got the right light, and you need to make sure that you've got the right audio. And that's one of the reasons I recommend not using a built-in microphone with your webcam. Now, I prefer filming with a camcorder, and here's another resource for you. I'll add this to the page later. It's totalwebaudio.com/Josh, J-O-S-H. If you just put that into your browser, you'll pull up a great example of a virtual video that I did. It has a virtual background, an animated virtual background. You'll see me walking, and it's me simulating walking across the web page where the background is transparent or is white, so it actually looks like I'm walking on my web page. And it's just me playing around in my studio. Now, I've filmed learning these things. I've shot some video locally for some businesses and producing for their websites, and you know, I produce my own videos, and I'm learning quite a bit about it. But you know, the tools that are out there right now to use to learn about those across creation ebook is available free for everybody who's on my call by going to totalwebaudio.com/Heather. I don't really want to spend a whole lot of time going over that because you can learn all those things later just by downloading that free product creation ebook. But there, you know, FLV producer, a good camcorder, a Panasonic 3CC camcorder, make sure you buy something with an external microphone input. There is not a lot out there, but Panasonic does make one. You can get those now for under $500. I prefer the higher end, camcorders. I use a DL2 from Canon, and, that'll run you, get used anywhere between $1,000 and $2,000. If you get new, you'll be paying a couple of thousand for that. And if you want light, good light setup, I'm actually going to be releasing an instructional video soon that will show you how to build your own fluorescent softbox lamp to create professional lighting for a in-home video studio. And you'll be able to do that, get that accomplished for under $50 with all the parts and hardware stores. That's been one of my main goals. I go out there, I research, I spend tens of thousands of dollars on electronics, on equipment, on testing things. I just like to create things. And that was a big one for me because my professional light setup cost several hundred dollars. And I thought, well, there's got to be a better option. I was using a halogen lamp, which is really hot. And I painted the back wall of my video studio green. I've got the floor covered with green muslin for creating chroma key effects. But I built these cool fluorescent lamps with about 750 watts of light, and I did it for $50. And compared to the $260 to $360 that other fluorescent soft boxes were being sold for, I figured that was pretty valuable information. So I'm going to go ahead and publish it out, and I'll be releasing that soon for more people to learn how to produce good lighted professional video, which I think is one of the most important parts. Right next to your audio, the lighting is key. And also not having a face for radio.
See, you know, that's true about the video being better when it's polished, at least in my opinion, although I have talked to some people who really support what you mentioned earlier, people who just do really down and dirty looking videos that they kind of look like bootleg videos. And apparently these things convert really well if you're using it as a marketing piece.
You know, that's what they claim. But I think it depends on who you're talking to.
Okay.
Let's say you're talking to someone who's done a lot of marketing, who's made maybe six figures online, $1 million online. And let's say that people are used to seeing them in a professional, you know, a suit and tie type of infomercial scene.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that person releases a more personal video. I think that in that instance, maybe that, you know, could have that effect. But I, on the other hand, have seen people who claim that they've gotten this huge response rate, yet the video they produced was the first that they've ever produced. It was so poorly lit that you couldn't even see their face.
So
it's one thing to be able to film a video of yourself and sound and feel and look personal. But it's another thing to film a video of yourself and think you're sound and feel and look personal because you're in your basement with no light. Nobody can see your face. It just leaves the taste in your mouth like, is this person for real? You know, are they really the experts that they claim they are? Now, am I the best at producing video myself? No, I'm learning just like everybody else. However, I do know what works best. And my whole goal, okay, I'm kind of a do-it-yourself, hands-on type of guy. I want to learn how to produce my own videos myself. I have produced for other companies, okay? I want to learn how to produce my own videos myself that have that impact. My clients know me. My personality is a big part of my marketing. But I want it to be properly lit. I want it to look like a professional production. I don't want it to look shoddy. Unless, of course, I'm showing people, like I said, that video postcard where I'm sharing with them what they could do with the free tools on the internet. You can't do a lot, but you can do a little. Now, with professional tools, if you go to polarbaudio.com/Josh, just look at that video. That's all it is. The page is nothing but a sample video. That will show you what you can do with semi-pro tools on your own. I had to learn just like everybody else. Okay, and, you know, one of the ways that I learned is I read between the lines. I actually call up presidents of companies. You know, I have them on the phone talking to them, asking them about their product, you know, their systems, and kind of learn from them and order their software. You know, so I'm not afraid to reach out and really get some information from some of these big production companies. And there's people who are producing effects like the one you see at toledaudio.com/Josh. They ask $4,000 to produce that effect. That they're not giving you the cameras, they're not giving you the software, they're producing that effect. It costs $4,000 for them to film it for you in their studio, and then they're going to host it for you, and they're going to charge you a monthly fee for the hosting. Meanwhile, you could have spent $4,000 and gotten all of the semi-pro video set up to produce your own videos and do that service for other people. If you want to save some money, you can get a really nice camcorder for just a few $100. You can build yourself some soft boxes, like the ones I was describing that I built from parts hardware stores for $50, and you're pretty much in business. You know, so depending on your budget, depending on your creative ability, you can really accomplish quite a bit. There's a lot of these I'm a video pro courses out there. Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon because it's a hot topic. It's fun. People enjoy doing it. Once they learn how to do a few things with video, they like to share their knowledge. But I've got to tell you, not only have I purchased just about every how-to video course out there, I've reviewed a lot of them, and they're not all created equal, okay? In fact, some of them have no business even be producing these courses. You can learn these things on your own. The value really is in going and finding shortcuts and not wasting money. That's part of what my product creation course gives people, you know, just for free. I talk about those things. The tools that I found that are good, you know, that I highly recommend, that's important. And you can get that by asking the forums. There's video production forums, there's Flash Video forums online where you get tons and tons of information that a lot of people are selling. You know, they can pay several $100 for their course to find out, but yet they figured it out by going to the forums and just listening to what real pros were saying. So, I mean, that's the reality of really being able to learn these skills, is that it just takes practice, it takes the ability to go out, research, ask questions and stuff. If you want a shortcut, go ahead and invest in in one of these higher-end video production courses. There's some that, you know, cost $700 to $1,000 that are really good. But then again, I've learned all these skills on my own.
Okay, now I want to get into talking about actually using audio and video to create your info products, but before we go there, kind of the hybrid between using audio and video on your website and using it as an actual paid product is the viral ebook that you talked about earlier. So for people who aren't familiar with how this works, can you explain to them what exactly a viral ebook is? And why it's more powerful to make it a viral audio ebook?
Well, then again, it comes back to the question, you put in more powerful to make it a viral audio ebook. I don't know if I could say more powerful. I could say easier. And everybody likes easier.
You think it's easier to make an audio?
Back, you know, kind of look, let me take that back, because looking at it, there's a lot of text ebooks, and I get many, many contacts a day. People ask me, will you review my product? Will you review my product? And everybody's got a text ebook, right?
Yeah.
And to me, it's not as exciting as an interactive software. I'm not like everybody. Some people prefer to read it. Right? So you should always consider producing Wolf, and you can do that by hiring a transcription service to transcribe maybe your teleseminar, or you know, dictated voice or whatever, but the easiest way to produce product, easiest way, is to record your own voice, record a teleseminar, interview an expert. Okay, that's easy. In 1 week, you could come up with enough content to create a dozen products. Easy. Now, what do you do with this content after you have it so that you make it consumable, so that you make it something that people would want to have and use and access and give away? How do you make it viral? Well, that's really something that I've studied and tried to do. So first, when I was creating Colab Audio, I first created website Jukebox, which was the players, basically. The players that allowed you to put audio on a website. And one of my partners, Russell Brunson, took my audio player, and he manipulated the software to create a frame. And he manipulated make your own software. Now, there's a better solution to make your own software now, and I've also included a viral ebook here, so you no longer have to do that. But this was before I even made my software. And he manipulated this software so that what it does was it made a little EXE with navigation and everything in it, and it had a frame in it, and in the frame was kind of a web page, and the web page was hosted. So it was almost like you download this little EXE ebook, you open it, and it's like looking into a window at a web page that's hidden on the internet. And he created a few viral ebooks from teleseminar interviews that he had done with various experts. One was a public domain expert. And then he sold these or gave them away as a bonus for, you know, whatever. He said, okay, if you buy such and such product, you get master rights to this audio ebook. Well, the audio ebook had embedded in it an affiliate link for back-end products. And so once these master rights went out, the content was really good because the interview was really good. People wanted to know about public domain. And once these ebooks went out and tens of thousands of people downloaded it, he started getting all these checks, thousands of dollars. Okay? And it was, he did it once, and it worked to this day. Almost 2 years later, he's still getting checks from affiliate sales and links to me. So how does that turn into a viral ebook? Number one, you need content. You need quality content. How do you obtain quality content? It's really easy. Just ask me. Every expert wants to hear themselves speak. Right? That's a little ego thing. We love to talk about, you know, all of our ideas and stuff like that. It's pretty easy to get someone who's willing to talk about the subject. Number two, you need to know how to inspire them to say the things that people want to hear. And, you know, that could be as easy as with me, just put me on a telephone. Or you may need to have a series of questions ready to ask, and you need to be able to interview those people so that you can get the secrets out of them, get the information that people would normally pay for. But you can distribute it as a free recording. And then you would put it in a player, put it on a page, and frame it in this EXE. Okay, so that was the first example. Now the second example, Russell's like, man, this is working great. And so he goes and he hires a programmer, and this project was a little overcomplicated. And don't worry, folks, you won't have to hire a programmer to do what I'm describing. I'm just setting you up for the evolution of how this whole multimedia viral ebook concept came about. But he hired a programmer to create a little EXE app that, again, framed a dynamic or hosted web page, so it's like when you open it, it's like looking through a window to a web page that sits somewhere on the internet that has the audio player on it. He used one of my multi-track players to set all these different interviews, and we had a brainstorm, and the brainstorm was it was about how to make $1 million in a year, and me, I, and a few of our partners, our mastermind partners, we all got together and talked about our different ideas and goals on how we might be able to generate $1 million in a year. Russell had set this goal for himself. He wanted to do that. And each of us had this conversation, and he recorded it, and then he split it into multiple tracks, and he displayed it using the multi-track player for Colab Audio, and framed it in the EXE. Had the programmer develop the EXE so that the very first page that they saw, that the person who downloaded the little audio ebook saw, was an opt-in form. And it had pictures of myself, Russell, Michael Grabe, Jeremy Burns, Mike Gilfame, all the people who were on the call. And next to each picture, we had a couple of links underneath each picture to our site so that people could figure out who we were and what our background was. And it had a checkbox next to each picture. and then the opt-in box to know. So they fill in the opt-in box with their name and email in order to enter the ebook, in order to get to the audio. And they had a choice. They could just check all the names, and they could press submit, and what this would do, if they chose to, would subscribe these people to all of our lists so that they could hear announcements from us, learn more about, you know, various resources, recommendations, and basically they could become our subscribers. And then, when he released this viral ebook, the first week, he basically said, it's free, you know, and you get masterized. And then he said, after this, we're going to charge $50 for it. And he did that. He let it go free, and he got masterized, and it got out there. Now it's sold on the Internet for $50. And every time it's sold to someone who gets masterized. Well, also have to have contacts and all the resale rights, membership. So this very valuable, and this is a very valuable audio ebook. It's got killer content in it. I get comments from people to this day listening to it or inspired to learn things. And it gets in all these resale right sites and these ebook download sites, and people are using it as a bonus for their products, and people are, you know, selling it from their own websites, and it continues to grow exponentially, and it generated over 10,000 downloads in 2 months.
Wow.
And thousands of subscribers to each of our individual lists. So I thought, man, I want to harness this. I want to harness this because I could do that. I could hire a programmer. I could have them build a little application, et cetera, et cetera. But my mind is always like this. Okay, so I know how to do this. And, you know, for a person like me who's been able to hire programmers and create their own software, this is not that far out of reach. I could probably do it for $100. But each time that I do this, I have to hire a programmer and create the ebook. What if I could create software that would automate that process for someone? What if I could make it really easy for someone to create that same effect, create an audio ebook, and make it viral? How would I be able to accomplish that? Well, that's when I came up with the idea for my multimedia ebook creator, which is now part of the package of Whole Web Audio. It's like another complement. Okay, now that you have audio players, let's make viral ebooks. And what my software does is it just allows you to define pages, and it gives you, you know, you could have one page, or you could have a whole menu full of pages. It allows people to navigate through it. In fact, if you download that example on the reference page, which you might call the free product creation course, you'll see an example of one of those audio ebooks. And so how do you make it viral? Well, the first element of making something viral is to make it a free freebie. You give it away. The second element is to give other people the right to give it away. Okay? So if you say, you get this and you can give it to others, if it's valuable enough, they're going to give it away. But one of the problems is there's got to be this compelling factor. Okay? You've got to put something more into it, because why would a person just download a book and give it away if they weren't getting more reward? Well, there's a few reasons. One, people are always looking for content or value that they can give to their clients. Okay? If you have a book that's packed full of unique and valuable content, whether it's audio or video, or whether it's text, and you give someone the right to distribute that, a lot of times they will distribute it just for that reason. Okay? Because they see that it's valuable, they know their clients want to know these things, and they'll distribute it for that purpose. Okay? But we need to motivate them even more. So another element that can motivate them even more would be to reward them on the back end. Okay? Say, I will give you rights to distribute this book. In fact, I'll sell you rights to distribute this book. It's not a free book. It's going to cost you $40 for the resale rights. Or master resale rights. And you will then have the right to include it as a bonus, to sell it, etc. And because you're charging and you say you can't give it away free, so then it retains a certain amount of value, so then they can sell it and they can make money selling it. They don't have to pay you any, they don't owe you any royalties. So that's one of them. Now, the second element is, I will not only give you rights to this book, but I've created a way in which you can brand this multimedia book with this amazing content. And you can brand it with affiliate links for the back-end products that I have put in there. Now, if you're like me, then you've got your own affiliate program. But what if you don't have your affiliate program and you still want to make money giving away the right to brand viral affiliate books? Take notes, because this one key right here could allow anyone without an affiliate program to make residual income off of a viral ebook that they produce. It's really quite easy. Produce the content. Create an audio or video presentation using Colab Audio. Create visual elements in it. And then talk about various products in the during the presentation. And add two pages using the viral multimedia ebook creator from Colab Audio. Add a couple extra pages again that frame the sales page of a product. Have those links to your affiliate link. Next, what I'm going to talk about next is a product that is not publicly available. Okay? Nobody has direct access to this in the public right now. I'm not selling this product, but tonight I'm going to tell everybody on the call how they can get a hold of it for free.
Okay.
As a bonus for Total Web Audio. It's called Viral Multimedia Ebook Creator. Now, there's a difference between the viral multimedia ebook creator and the multimedia ebook creator that's currently in the Total Web Audio package. Viral multimedia ebook creator allows you to create step-by-step software that will ask, that you write the question, and it will ask the person who opens the software a series of questions, and they will answer those questions. What this does is it allows you to provide them links to two-tier affiliate programs. It's a very important element for the specific instructions on how to create a viral multimedia ebook without having your own affiliate program. You're going to somehow add value by maybe interviewing the creators of certain products that offer two-tier affiliate programs. I'll actually put on the resource page in a little bit a two-tier affiliate program that I recommend. You interview these people, experts in these subjects, and during the talk you recommend various products, and during the talk you say on the other pages of the ebook there's links to learn more about these products. And then in your viral brander that you create using my viral multimedia ebook creator, which I'm going to tell you how to get tonight, you ask them questions like, please enter your affiliate link for such and such product. Not an affiliate? Click here to join. Well, guess what that link is? That link is your sub-affiliate link for this two-tier affiliate program that you've selected. And when they click on that sub-affiliate link and register to be affiliate for the product that you're asking them to put the URL into the brander for, they then go into your affiliate network. And when they generate sales, you'll get paid a certain percentage on their sales.
Cool.
And so you can have this interview about product. You can have resources pages in your multimedia ebook about product. And you can create a brander that you can ask them a series of questions and tell them which programs to join that are two-tier. And they can brand your multimedia ebook. And you can sell or give them rights to give away this multimedia ebook free, or sell it, or have master resell rights to it. You can give it to resell rights software and resell rights ebook membership site owners and give them the brander for free to say, hey, here, brand this new multimedia ebook I just created on such and such hot topic, interviewing these hot pros and promoting these two-tier programs, and you're going to get paid on every back-end sale for the recommended products. And what's happening while they're getting paid on all the sales they're generating from this viral multimedia ebook that you created that they're now distributing? You're getting paid second-tier sales. I hope that that concept so far is clear. Do you think I've made that clear enough, Heather?
I think so. It's pretty straightforward, yeah. Because we talked about two-tier programs last week with Rosalind Gardner, so...
Great, great. Now, this is extremely important, folks. That right there, you can take that to the bank. You don't have your own affiliate program, and you can find some two-tier affiliate programs to promote. That's quite valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now imagine if it's your affiliate program, and you run a two-tier, or even a one-tier program. You don't even have to run a two-tier program of your own, because you're getting paid on every sale anyway that affiliate gets. So you create these great ebooks using content that other people provide, and you allow people to brand it. Did you know you can sell these? I mean, this brandable product with high-value content, you can sell the brander. The brander itself can be a product. People will buy this. They're looking for these valuable products. So that's one way to create a product. If you have a two-tier program, you may be able to figure out ways for other people to send people to a landing page where they get cookies, they join the affiliate program, and they get the brandable ebook, they distribute it, and then your main affiliates get paid sub-affiliate commissions, your second-tier affiliates get paid commissions, and you, the product owner, get paid on what's left over. So this gets on and on and on. And how do you make it more viral? Master rights, you know. There's just all sorts of elements, really. Okay, so how do you now figure out ways in which to turn back into it? Okay? There's not always a two-tier affiliate program, and sometimes you may allow them to brand certain pages, and maybe there's other resources that really are necessary for the presentation that should be in there that for some reason, you know, it's not two-tier, so they can't brand it. So maybe your affiliate links are also woven into the ebook. There's certain elements they get paid on, certain elements they don't get paid on because it's maybe a third party. You can get paid residual commissions on those resources that you put in if they're affiliate links. Okay? And then you can build your list. Now, there's three specific strategies that I have outlined on the special landing page. And what I call the viral multimedia ebook generator, the one that allows you to create these brandable multimedia ebooks, has these three strategies outlined. One of the things that I've agreed to for Heather tonight, the listeners of this call, those of you who want to take advantage of Total Web Audio, if you go to totalwebaudio.com/Heather and you click on the link to get the Total Web Audio package for the listeners, on tonight's call, and I think I'm going to take this link down in 48 hours because I don't want it to be open to very many people. This is only a bonus. The viral multimedia ebook creator, I use it. I do sell brandable ebooks with it. I'm still up in arms as to whether I'm going to ever release it full, you know, to say, here, it's open to everybody. You can buy it whenever you want. But for the next 48 hours only, anybody listening to tonight's call, anybody who gets the recorded version in time, you get Total Web Audio, and you'll find the download page for the viral multimedia ebook creator. Now, you get multimedia ebook creator as part of Total Web Audio already. This additional software will allow you to create brandable ebooks, so you'll be able to use these strategies. Right? Okay, so let's go back to the multimedia ebook creator. Now, I've added a couple of links to the resource page and just finished uploading it. On totalwebaudio.com/Heather, you'll see link number 4 and link number 5. 4 is a free download of FLV Producer Lite, which we discussed earlier. 5 is an actual link to a video of multimedia ebook creator. And that will allow you to see how it works so that you can actually go ahead and see it in action, see how easy it is to use. I want you to watch that because that's really important for you to be able to fully understand the concepts that I'm talking about. Now, to build your list using viral multimedia ebooks, basically you'd use the multimedia ebook creator as part of Total Web Audio package, and you would frame different pages. Now, these pages are dynamic, and this is one of the great things about the multimedia ebook creator. This is called evergreen content. That means that when you distribute these ebooks, no matter who has rights to distribute it, no matter if you're the only person who has rights to distribute it, every time that you update the web page that is framed as one of the pages in your viral multimedia ebook or in your multimedia ebook, it will update in every ebook you've ever created that has that framed page. Why is that good? Well, things change. Technology changes, affiliate programs change, you may have some affiliate links in there. you may want to update your content, you've learned something new, you want to add new content, you want to, I mean, can you imagine an ebook that updates?
Yeah, really. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, and that's one of the values. And people are always in this big debate. Should I use EFT or PDF? Honestly, folks, unless you have a big client base that are Macintosh users, it does not matter. And the truth of it is, most Mac users now are going to be having access to Windows 2. So, and if they don't have it, then they have a virtual, you know, this is just not a real big issue in most markets. Most Mac users also have a PC in the house as well, the other one. Okay, so imagine being able to update your content. Well, check this out. You can add an unlimited number of pages to your multimedia ebook reader. You can put some total web audio presentations in there, some audio buttons, some visual triggered events, like the example that you see in the product creation ebook, available for $9 for free. You can put video in there using FLV Producer or even Camtasia. You can capture some screen capture tutorials. I have quite a few people who do that. They create little video ebooks. You can update that with new content. You can update a page. Let's just say you only put one page in your ebook, and you're like, dang, I only put one page, but I can't really update that one page with everything I want to say. Well, that's fine. Add a menu to that page. And now when they click on any link in that menu, it's just going to open new pages in the ebook and go from page to page to page. You can expand and add new pages to the ebook. Now, here's how to capture subscribers. Put two pages in the ebook, okay? Well, there's a few different strategies. One is the forced opt-in. One is the non-forced motivated opt-in. And the other is the membership login. Forced opt-in is like this. There's only one central page to the ebook, but after they get through that central page, there's a menu that they can navigate various pages online. It's like a site with a menu on it, but the ebook is framing it. If you go to thegoalofaudio.com/Heather, I hope I'm not sounding repetitious. I am. But I really want to emphasize, go to the resource page, folks. I'm going to be putting a lot of important information on there. There is important information on there now. If you watch the video, you're going to understand it. Number 5, link. Okay? So, one page framed in the multimedia ebook is going to have an opt-in form, and it's going to say, thank you for downloading such and such ebook, the name of your ebook. For instant access, please register now. And they put in their name and email address. All right. I don't like that. Why? Because every time you open the ebook, you gotta put in your name and email address just to get to the second page, because that name and email address is going to redirect using whatever autoresponder you use, redirect to such and such confirmation page or thank you page, which is going to be basically the page that starts your ebook. I don't like that.
Okay.
What I prefer to do is say, for a special bonus, and this is second. Okay, that first one's fourth, all right? That's what Russell used in his first one that built our, you know, that got 10,000 downloads, added several thousand of subscribers to our list in just a couple months. The second one is motivated opt-in. It's similar to forced opt-in, except for now, instead of just having a opt-in form on that one page that your ebook is framing, it has an opt-in form and a link below as an alternative. The link below is basically saying, no thanks, I don't want to opt in, just let me into the book. And when they click that link, they're directed to the same page that they would be directed to if they opted in. Now, the opt-in has to be motivated in that you're going to offer them a really killer bonus. You're going to say, subscribe to my special edition newsletter and get this information for free, or subscribe or register your ebook and get my killer new software for free, or whatever it is. Get free, you know, this. Something free. Something more. They're going to pay you their name and email, and you're going to give them a reward. But you've got to use copy to inspire that. And you can test that to increase the number of opt-ins. Directly below that is a link that says, no thanks, I don't want to opt in, or I already have got the free thing. Click here to continue to the main menu for the book. Okay, so that is the motivated opt-in. Here is number 3, and this is what's really cool. If you're an advanced web developer, you don't have to know how to build these things. You can hire people to build them for you. There's scripts out there like AMember, but what you're going to do is you're going to have one page in the ebook, And the first page is going to be a login for a membership site. And that login for a membership site, maybe you have a light version of the ebook, and there's links. So click here to log into light version, or click here to upgrade a pro now, or log into your pro ebook account. All of a sudden, your ebook has become a membership site. And you can upsell a monthly fee to log into the pro area of the ebook, or you can charge a one-time fee, or you can make it free. So your whole motivation is then to get the person to log in, register as a member. This is even more powerful than just opting into your email list, because now they're a member. Now they're part of this very powerful interactive area. And you're going to continue to add value to this membership area. And you could add more links to different parts of the membership area. And so now your multimedia ebook has a register for the membership. Now you can require that they register and then require they log in using the information they registered each time. This allows them to avoid having to opt in multiple times. Or you could make it optional by having a free area, a pro registered area. But that's still very powerful. Now what do you put in there? You could put a menu that leads to videos, audios, interactive forms, and, forums. You could put a forum in there. I mean, there's so much you could put in there. How do you fit all that into an ebook? So remember, if you watch the video at the resource page for tonight's call, you notice that all we're doing is framing dynamically hosted pages. So why is this better? You know, oh, well, PDF is the standard. No, it isn't. Folks, if you believe that, it's not. PDF is one format for distributing information. EXE is another format for distributing information. It's one more popular than the other. I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, I honestly think that you're going to get better results rather than giving your information away for free in a text format by building viral interactive ebooks. Now, how can you make this even more interactive? Well, let's say that that membership site is connected to your affiliate management script, and you made that membership site registration page a cookieable page, and you gave branding rights to your affiliates for this viral multimedia ebook to ask people to log in and register. They can log in and register for the membership site for free, and because that first page they got cookies, you can offer additional products and services on the back end, and your affiliates can get paid for it. We could go on all night.
Wow. See, I was going to make the distinction between using viral marketing ebooks that have ability to make money on the back end as opposed to audio and video products that you sell and you're making the money on the front end, but why not just do both?
Both. I hope that's the point I'm driving home from. You can do one, the other, both, and any variation in between, and there's several things that I'm sure that you came up with from listening to this call tonight that I haven't even thought of before. The opportunity is endless. All you need is a little creativity. I've talked about how you can benefit having your own affiliate program, how you can benefit from two-tier programs not having your own affiliate program, how you can benefit if you don't use any affiliate program, you're just selling or giving away the content, advertising, just putting an option form. There's so many ways you can do it. Anybody can do this. Anyone. It's very, very, very powerful. Now, as I mentioned and I alluded to this, the viral multimedia ebook creator is different from the multimedia ebook creator that's part of the Total Web Audio Package. Because Heather asked me for a special favor, she said, what can we do special for the listeners tonight? I said, well, I'll let you get a hold of the viral multimedia ebook creator. When I say this is private, I'm not kidding. It's a beta software. It works. Okay? It does what I describe. I use it. I sell brandable versions of my product creation course for $40 to affiliates who want to promote my back-end product, use and deliver the killer content that I provide. It works. But I don't let other people have access to it because although it does exactly what I describe, it does take some knowledge and take some dedication to make it work for you. So I just haven't felt like making it available to just anybody on the internet. I wanted to see how people respond to it. I've been beta testing it for a year. I'm really picky. But I think that this software is so valuable to people who have tested it in a very private group. Have, when are you going to release this? When are you going to release this? They want to know because they want to promote it. So I agreed to give it tonight as a free bonus for anybody who gets Total Web Audio. I'm only going to leave that link in the Total Web Audio download area for the next 48 hours. But if you get Total Web Audio tonight through the link at totalwebaudio.com/Heather, there's a link there. You click it. You get this bonus. You need to make sure to download this bonus or at least bookmark the access page for the multimedia ebook, viral multimedia ebook creator that's at the top of the thank you page. The Total Web Audio. Bookmark it in the next 24 hours and download it in the next 24 hours or 48 hours because after that, I'm going to take it off. Does that mean the Total Web Audio is not more valuable than any other audio package out there? I don't think so. I mean, if you were to try and get half of what Total Web Audio provides, you actually would have to pay, and I added this up, I listed all the services, all the products out there to even do half of the things that Total Web Audio does. There's nothing that does all the things you know about. You'd actually have to pay, you know, $800. That's a one-time fee. You'd actually have to pay recurring fees for most of the other services.
Yeah.
And so it really is a great package. And the good news is I developed it so I could use it. A lot of people, they were thinking, oh, there's a market for this. And so they throw out version one of some software, and maybe they come out with version two if you're lucky. Website Jukebox is now on version 5.4.3, I think it is. And each version has about 12 updates. I've been developing this for 2 years, continually updating it, because I want my software to do everything I want it to do so that I can use it in my own marketing. So if I'm not satisfied, I don't release it. And this is the most powerful audio production package on the internet. It is easy to use. There are some advanced applications. You don't have to use everything in the package to get the most out of it. Some people just use it for the one single track audio bus, and that's it. They love it. But there, for those people who are really into the advanced things we talked about tonight, like viral marketing, creating social media packages, really do it. Might still be thinking, I don't know what kind of content I can publish. Boy, there's a lot of people who want to do the debug. We could turn tonight's call into a product and put it in the viral multimedia ebook and Heather could distribute it with an affiliate link and make money on the back end all day long. You know, it's just that easy. Just interview someone, you know, tell a seminar line that record your call for you, that it's free, hold up to 250 seats, type in free teleconference recording, you'll find that, if you find that Google, you'll find one that there. It'll give you your MP3 file. Boom, you're ready to get a product. Snap it into an audio file, upload that to the internet, put it in the viral multimedia ebook, and have some resources. There you go.
I'm just going to add one thing to what you just said about the teleconferencing lines, because I use one of those services and I do record it through the teleconferencing service for a backup, but actually what I'm using as my main audio is the Audacity software that you mentioned earlier. So I have an interface going to my computer and I find the quality is far superior if you're recording it yourself. We talked about quality audio and video earlier. If you're recording it yourself instead of using that service from the teleseminar, you'll get a way better product. So just one little tip there.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of different ways to do that. I mean, that could be a whole other session if you want to.
Yeah, it could.
high-end to low-end. You know, there's things called phone recording controls from Radio Shack that cost as little as $20.
Mm-hmm.
You can run it directly from your phone unit. I wouldn't run the audio jack directly into the computer again. I would plug that into a USB interface like the iMic or the Telex 500 USB. It's out of rent, or out of production, you can get it on eBay. And you can record it. Or you could go, you know, high-end. You could do something like the JK Audio, Audio Inc. Keeper, and a Eteral UA25, and that'll run you $1,000 to $1,600. But you can get similar quality. So there's a number of phone tap devices that you can use. You can run it into a portable digital recorder, like an Olympus portable digital recorder. There's a number of things. I produce a radio show, actually broadcast out of Wheeling, West Virginia. Our host is Dennis Lively, called Matt Goes Radio. And Dennis records straight from the mixing board of the studio into a portable Olympus recorder so that we can have the portable audio then ready to upload to our website for our web-based listeners that live worldwide.
Huh.
So there's a way to do it. There's such a neat thing about audio and video, really. For folks with budgets that are low, you can get started. It's really not that hard to get started. You just get the bare minimum. But folks that are going to be doing semi-pro, you know, we've got great quality products for right price. People want to go pro. I mean, I love what's been happening with technology over the last decade. It's been getting cheaper and better and more variety, more options, and more innovation. It's the competitive nature of the market that drives it. That's one of the things with my product. When I developed my product, I didn't develop it to be a me-too. You may not know this, but the markets that I enter into are highly competitive. And I enter into them, and I begin to dominate them. The reason is because my products are so high quality and so innovative that they have functions and abilities that nobody else is able to do. You do that, too, with your product, you'll be ahead. That's the software development game, though. I mean, information marketing, just creating a full product, whether it be audio or video, I think it's a lot easier to get the message out and get an audience. You do have to have, you know, unique or entertaining content. You do need to have a good network. But the software, in order for people to even look at what I'm doing, I've got to come in on top. I've got to have something unique, something new. You know, especially in the audio software market. There's a reason that Total Web Audio today continues to sell strong, even with all the options out there. And that reason is because of the supreme value of the package and what it does. Please read between the lines when I'm saying these things. I'm not trying to just boast about my package. I'm trying to tell you that if you take these strategies, apply them to your own business, you're going to find that you can generate customers even in tight markets. I mean, you could put audio on your web page for free. Granted, you're not going to have the professional quality that you want, but you could do it. You can get Total Web Audio, and you can make professional audio video presentations. You can have audio toolbars. You can have players that match the colors layout of your site. There's just a lot of options there, and you can have more play controls than anybody else. That's why my package continues to sell, because I offer things that people want that they can't get anywhere else. And if you do that in your own business, you'll be in business for a long time.
I just want to see if anyone has any questions for you, Josh, while we finish up here. So if anyone has a question for Josh, if maybe he didn't explain, I know he's pretty good at explaining all this, but if you just want to press 1-1 on your telephone keypad and I'll take your question. And while we're just waiting to see if anyone has a question, Josh, I told them that you had some gifts for them and you have mentioned them, but if you can just kind of put in a nutshell the freebies they can get from going to the totalwebaudio.com/Heather page, what are the freebies that they can get there, as well as the bonus
right
again?
I'm still adding them up to the page right now, but right now on the page, one of the first links that says, click here for free access to Josh Anderson's product creation course featuring audio and visual training as well as contributions from other top product creators. This course is actually one of the best of its kind. There are a lot of product creation courses out there that people are selling that don't contain some of the information in that course. You can get it for free tonight by clicking on that link, and you'll be able to actually access that even faster than next call. You'll also be able to get a lot of these examples that I've set up here. These aren't examples that are out there publicly, and it will show you a lot of things and teach you a lot of things about how to create audio-visual presentations. But I've also added a free download of FLB Producer Lite that will help you to convert your videos that you've recorded on Windows Movie Maker for free into Flash videos and allow you to set those on your website or blog to produce a player for you. And also, I am going to give anybody who gets the Total Web Audio package through the resource page for tonight access to the viral content web creators, which I have lovingly nicknamed the mother. I the mothers because this produces children that multiply like crazy.
Cool.
So with that, we'll go ahead and take any questions people want to call me.
Yep, I do have a question here. Hi there. Could you tell us what your name is?
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
In Los Angeles. Hi.
Hi.
My question is, as someone who currently is using a Macintosh PowerBook G4, am I able to use these various pieces of software?
Well, you know, that's a good question. Do you have a PC or a PC emulator?
no, what I have is the choice of whether I'm going to go invest in either APC, and if so, I don't know what I need it to be able to do, or do I upgrade to the next generation of Macintoshes? I don't know how to answer that.
You know, it really depends on your budget right now. PCs are so cheap, you know? I mean, you can literally get a really great PC. I have a PC that I've rebuilt a couple of times, but I originally purchased it for $2,000 back in 2001. Now you can get PCs that are better than that one for $400, okay? So it depends on your budget. If you're a Mac user and you really, you know, you're like, I just want the newest and greatest Mac, why would you spend $400 of your budget when you could just get a new Mac with Windows on it because you have the new Intel chip?
Right.
You know, or you could just go the route of, I think recently Microsoft bought out the PC emulator. I'm not sure what the name of it is, but anyway, you can install it on the Mac and it allows you to emulate a Windows area so you can be able to run your PC application on a Mac. So I would say you can't go wrong if you bought a PC, if you wanted to have one in your home. But if you didn't want to have like more than one computer and you were thinking about upgrading to the new versions of Mac right now, I would recommend saving your budget and go ahead and get one of those, Macs with the Intel chip that have Windows on it. So it just depends.
So is having Windows on a Mac sufficient to, in fact, run the types of programs?
Yeah. Well, that's the great thing about the new Macintosh is that they have the Intel chip, and so you can actually install a copy of Windows, and you'll be able to run both your Mac operating system, OS X, and you'll be able to run Windows at the same time on the same machine. In fact, the new Apple's been coming down in price too. Their new notebooks are priced right around $1,100, $1,200, and they all have the Intel chip in them, and you can actually have both operating systems, so you can continue to enjoy the new abilities of Macintosh, and also open up a Windows area that you need to. You can log into Windows and you can do the work that you need to there. And I think that's having the best of both worlds. I'm a PC user myself, but I grew up on Apple computers. And so I really think it comes down to budget. There's not going to be any issue at all with your ability to use software on the new Mac because they actually run Windows itself. So it's just like having a PC, but you also have a Mac at the same time. So it's two-in-one. It really saves the space and probably would save you budget if you're a real Mac fan to begin with.
I am, and that was the dilemma was, okay, so if I were going to go get a low-end PC in order to be able to run the fabulous kinds of programs that you're creating, then I'm so unfamiliar with what specs I'm supposed to be looking for on a PC.
No, you don't have to worry about it at all. All new PCs are going to be able to run everything coming out there. It's just too competitive for a PC that's like, oh, dang, this software needs some of it. You don't really get it. If you just have Windows XP, you're going to be fine. All new PCs come with Windows XP. You get them as cheap as $400 these days with all the promotions running. Dell always goes to sale.
Yeah.
Has a lot. Compaq has a lot.
And for doing audio and video, there's no particular processing speed people must have on their computer?
Well, no. I mean, you can't really buy a bad PC these days, I don't think. I mean,
okay.
I'd say if you got anything less than 512 megabytes, you're getting ripped off because you can get a $400 PC with 512 megabytes and an 80 gig hard drive, and away you go. You're not going to have to worry about the processor speed. The processor is so crazy. What you're going to have to worry about is if it's a laptop and you're going PC with a battery.
Yeah.
That's the major issue. How long is your battery going to last? But, you know, then again, it comes right back down to what's your budget? And, you know, I actually live from just blocks from the largest computer parts distributor in the West, and I can go down and I can buy one of their generic built boxes for under $400.
Yeah.
So that may be an option for you. But if you're thinking, well, I'd really like to get a hold of one of these new Mac laptops that run Windows and OS X, on the same machine.
Well, thank you for all of us Macintosh users for giving such concrete information.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that I don't develop my software in Macintosh. The problem is, here's the issue. Total Web Audio, the central software in Total Web Audio is called Website Jukebox. Website Jukebox does special functions, the audio players do special functions that no other software does. I have a number of times tried to find a way to create these functions in a Macintosh compatible software. But the fact of the matter is that my programming team and I have not been able to accomplish the same ease of use and flexibility that we can in the PC-based software and be able to even get the same functions in a Mac-based software. And that's not to say anything bad about Mac. It's just to say that we're actually going into new territory and we're accomplishing some of these things. That's one of the sacrifices you have to make in order to do what Solar Audio does.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you both.
Cool. Thanks, Linda. And we do have another question here. Hi there. What's your name?
Hi, it's Jill in Connecticut.
Hi, Jill.
And I just want to say, first off, thank you, Linda, for bringing that up, because that's a dilemma that I've been dealing with a lot. I'm a Mac girl.
I'm eating my foot in my mouth tonight, because I'm surprised we get two Mac users right off the bat. I'm very rarely communication Mac users, so I do have Mac users who are my clients. They usually just use the problem on a PC. So thank you guys
right.
for bringing these things up. So we can talk to
I have a small video company, and so I'm used to, I work on the Mac, and I work with, you know, Final Cut Pro, but I actually was really interested in your mentioning your the video studio lighting product that you're coming out with, and
yeah.
Is that available, and where is it, and is it just on EXE form?
If you go to the resource page for tonight, and you click to get the product creation course, even if you're not interested at all in the product creation course, I think everybody should be, because I do talk a little bit about setting up my semi-pro studio. I am going to be sending a mailing out to my client list. You'll actually get that mailing and announcement when that instruction is available. It's not like going to be this huge, like, here's a product. It'll probably be like $5. I'm just going to shoot a video tutorial. I spent several $100 in 3 days figuring it out, just because I'm kind of insane like that. I love to figure out and solve problems that would help a lot of people. And lighting is the big issue. The neat thing about what I was able to accomplish with creating my own fluorescent softbox lamp is I had clients coming into the video studio here, and I literally have to have pictures of ice water and towels to dab off your forehead, because I have these towers and lamps, and they're putting off 500 watts, and it just really gets warm, especially if you're filming in the summer. And you can't really run a fan, because you've got wireless microphones and everything else going. And so if you're able to create these fluorescent softbox lamps, it'll reduce the heat quite a bit. And the light is just superb. In fact, I got in touch with a company that produces these natural light fluorescent light bulbs that actually will reproduce the same color temperatures that the sun does. You get this natural lighting. You just go to solarwebaudio.com/Heather, click on the first link for free access to my product creation course, and when you subscribe to get the product creation course, you'll enter your name and email. You'll actually be on the list, and you'll receive announcements when this instruction comes out, which I hope to release real soon, because I think a lot of people want to know this. It is quite expensive, and even if you do buy the expensive setup, you'll deal with the problems that I just mentioned, which is heat and all the uncomfortable things that come with that.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. And I've got another question here for you, Josh. Hi there. What's your name?
Hi, this is Gigi. Hi, how are you, Heather?
Good, how are you, Gigi?
Okay.
Good.
I do have a question to John. He recommended a particular type of audio, the video camera that he said was inexpensive, was a good start. I didn't get that. Would you repeat that for me?
Sure. I want to give you a more specific answer. I'm pulling up Google right now. I'm going to type in Panasonic. I would start whenever I'm looking for the right camera. Because I'm not going to say that this camera recommendation is going to be perfect for you. I would start at PriceGrabber.com.
Okay.
I would look at the user reviews. The reason I look at user reviews is because when you're purchasing a camcorder, you want to learn a few things. Number one, what do the users have to say about the light? how does your camera react in different situations that you might be in. You want to find out about the battery life. And the Panasonic cameras, 3DP, there's their basic camcorders. The main one you want to look, when you get into looking up camcorders, you want to look for one that has an external microphone jack. And this one sells for right around $500, sometimes under $400, sometimes as high as $600. I can't tell you the exact model, but it's the first one Panasonic has released at this low-end cost that has a microphone jack. So it's a newer model. You just look for Panasonic camcorder. And another great place is dhphoto.com.
DH?
D as in boy, H as in Harvard, photo.com.
Okay.
Great site. Great spec sheet. So I look at the customer reviews, then I look at the spec sheet. And you want to compare this, and DH Photo is the best for them. They have the real extensive spec sheets. So some sites won't show you the entire spec sheet for the product. And you're going to want to go down the line, and you're going to want to find out what kind of input. Now, I want a little caveat here. When you're talking about low-end camcorders like this, you're not going to get the kind of quality that you would expect from a semi-pro camcorder. There's a lot of options for semi-pro camcorders, and I've read a lot of reviews. Mm-hmm. And I think the best option is what I went with. It's called a Canon GL2. It is probably, as far as the pricing spectrum, it's right down at the bottom for semi-pro. You can get used, which is really risky, on eBay for $1,000. And when I say risk, there's a lot of risk when you're talking high-end items. I did get a person trying to scam me on eBay with a camera by sending me messages trying to sell me a fake camera. But you can also buy it from authorized distributors on eBay. It's real competitive. But I buy my cameras from DH Photo because they offer the best customer service. They're the highest rated in price grabber as far as the retailer. They've got excellent selection. They've got great fast shipping. They sell warranties, extended warranties, which I like to buy for some of the high-end equipment that are very competitively priced. To go with the Canon GL2, one of the things I found was the user feedback online in places like Price Grabber and the reviews I read were excellent. It turns out that a lot of professional and indie filmmakers are using this camera because they just love the quality that it's able to produce and how easy it is to use. You know, and one of them even made the comment that, well, he says, sometimes I'm even afraid to pull it out because it's so compact. I mean, when I say compact, it's much bigger than these portable camcorders that Panasonic that I was describing earlier. Mm-hmm. It's so compact, it's about 12 inches. He says that my clients sometimes question me, well, you know, your camera does look that fancy, but it really is a real nice camera. Another important aspect is you're going to want to have a really nice tripod. It's really important to have a fluid head tripod. You can order some of those off of eBay. If you go to prompterpeople.com, that's a great place to sell prompters. They also have some recommendations for tripods and self-lighting and stuff like that. So, with the Panasonic, the specific camera that's low-end, the reason I throw this out is because I always have to recommend low-end, I always have to recommend high-end so it covers the full spectrum. But the lowest-end camera I would recommend to anyone when you're going for a camcorder is one that has an external microphone jack. That's very important. And then I'd use a wireless lavalier microphone, which usually you can get a low end worth about $150 with that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Josh, for spending so much time with us today. We've actually gone quite long on this call, but I wanted to thank you so much for being here today and for all your freebies and all the great information that you've shared with us tonight.
Thanks for having me on, Heather. Appreciate that.
All right, and for everyone else, next week, we've got J. Conrad Levinson, the grandfather of guerrilla marketing, talking about how to do guerrilla marketing. It's a special Halloween event. Make sure you're here and keep unwrapping your online success.